What is the deal, y'all? Welcome back to Universe EA. And I'm going to bring y'all a very, very nice double whammy because I forgot about yesterday. Because I was so tired, stuff was going on. So I'm going to give y'all a double whammy today of some spooky specials, but I'm going to keep it real nice. I'm going to keep it real short and sweet. We're going to talk about some real crazy shit today. We're going to talk about what a lot of people don't be thinking that's out here because they don't think that they're capable of it. We're talking about a couple, and I got a few, but we're going to talk about a couple women serial killers. And what I mean by that, I mean they got more than two bodies. They was on a spree for a little while, and then they got caught. Maybe they died. Maybe they locked up. Maybe they are still afoot. The world may never know. So, you know, I did a lot of my research, and I don't know Wikipedia, none of that. No, I was actually looking these women up. Giving a nice little synopsis of their life, and one of them y'all really, really gonna like. Probably might bring that one to y'all tomorrow, or probably sometime this week. But let's get into the female serial killers. Sorry, no, let me stop playing. All right, so first woman on my list out of the couple is Juana Barraza, dubbed the Old Lady Killer. Juana was a professional wrestler and serial killer from Mexico City, Mexico. Time the fuck out. She was a professional wrestler, so she was out here making old bitches submit. Just imagine, bro. She like a caregiver to your grandma or something. And you come home, granny unalive, but she done got slammed through the floor, legs dangling out because her diaper was full and she was mad. Like, that's just insane to me, bro. Like, to be an old, to harm old ladies is really crazy. Like, they, most of them are really sweethearts, even if they bitches. Like, even still, harming somebody old when they, like, literally that close to being unalive by just life or natural causes is just crazy. But between 1998 and 2006, she unalive 16 elderly women by strangling them to death throughout Mexico City. That's so fucking crazy. All of her victims were around the age of 60 or over, lived alone, and she specifically targeted them. Like, and they didn't really go into that much depth because she didn't really want to say that much, but she probably like was drowning up the street. They didn't cheer for her at one of her wrestling matches. And you know what? I'm going to choke the fuck out of you. Just wait until I come knock on your door. Wait until I come find you. I'm like, that's crazy. But she would, this is how her plan to execute. This is how she told us. She would knock on their doors and pretend to be a government worker. So she probably trying to extort you, or I need to see your papers, or we probably can get you to America, which is with this green card, whoopity whoop. Once she gained the trust of her victims, because government workers, most motherfuckers, even in America, scared of government workers coming knock on that damn door. Gain their trust, then she would attack and strangle them with a phone cord or items and clothing to not leave fingerprints behind. You really out here sideshow bobbing motherfuckers like he did Bart? It's crazy to do old people like that. And she did this for a long ass time. So from, you got 99, 2000, 01. 02, 03, 04, 04. You were choking bitches for seven years and they only caught you with 16 bodies? That's crazy. When she got caught in 2006, she got sentenced to a staggering 759 years in prison, where she still is to this day. And she said, with the motivation, just like with male serial killers, to kill those old people stemmed from the hatred of her mother, who allowed men to rape her as a child. And that's I'm not gonna even lie, that's pretty fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. Like, but to take that out, like, she had a terrible childhood, don't get me wrong. But to take that out on unsuspecting old women that didn't do anything to deserve this is even more wild. I'm not gonna even lie, like, that's fucked up. You should have just choked the fuck out your mama and the men. Like, if we being honest, why take it out on these innocent ass people because they reminded me of my mother? Okay, bitch, a lot of people remind you of your mama, you weirdo. But that's my two piece on her. We'll be right back and I'm gonna tell y'all about one more. What's the deal, y'all? We bringing it back. So, to talk about our second and final a-hole of the day, of our female serial killers that caught over two bodies, we have on the list Nancy Hazel, or Nanny Doss, was responsible for the death of 11 people over 30 years, including her partners and children. And this is back in the 1920s. Like, she started this in, like, what? Let's see. Damn. So she started this she started about 1915, 1920, early type shit. So, you know, back in the day, what a motherfucker do, they get mad at their husband. They kill him a little bit over time until he make it to old age, then he die. Not Nanny Doss, though. Nanny Doss, she did like a lot of women murderers did, but she was built different, built way different. I watched this TikTok yesterday, and a lot of women, it was a question I asked a lot of parents, but a lot of women, and it threw me off when I heard this. Would you kill for your child? Not would you kill your child, but would you kill for your child? And I heard a lot of women say no. And I don't understand, like, and I do get it. It's, you shouldn't want to take a life and stuff like that. But if you would ask those women, would you kill your child? A lot of them would say no. You know what I mean? A lot of them, why would I want to kill the life I brought into this world? But that wasn't the case for Nanny Doss. Nanny Doss killed her two children by subjecting them to poison over time, just as she did her four husbands over time. A little bit of poison in their soup, they won't taste it. Keep living life. They're going to keep irritating me. I'm not going to take the kids down by the river and make it quick. No, I'm going to kill my kids slowly, and I'm going to still live. I'm going to kill my four husbands. And it's crazy to have four husbands back in the trade and nobody catching on to this. And what's wild is one of her husbands returned home to find the first victims that she ever had was her kids in 1920. And then the first husband died under fucking suspicion of the same circumstances. So, the local doctor ordered an autopsy on the recently deceased body, because we're going to check his body with the kids' bodies. Back then, things went a little slow, but by this time, she didn't caught a lot of bodies over time. Come to find out, she was putting traces of arsenic, light arsenic, into their system so they can die slowly over time. They could, like, that's a whole different kind of shit right there. Like, let me see something. Damn, that's crazy. Let's see. Because she doing this in 1920. So if you doing that shit in small amounts, and large amounts, it could take you 4 days. You did it in small amounts, so you literally was slowly decomposing their bodies from the inside out, where they had no hope and no chance. And that's just two children and four husbands. And you doing this too. And this is why you don't let everybody cook for you. Crazy as hell. But not only did you kill just them six, you killed two of your sisters. You killed your sisters. What the fuck did them bitches do? Because they literally said they, nope, everybody was really nice to her. She was real laid back. Nobody would ever thought. You killed both your sisters. Your mom had to do something because you killed her too. Then, this is how wicked you got. You killed two grandkids. You killed your grandbabies. And one of your husband's mother-in-law, because probably she found out what your ass was doing. You crazy, psychotic motherfucker. She dead though now. Nanny Doss is dead now. But that's what level of scorn or hatred did you have for the people in your family and the motherfuckers around you for you to kill your own kids and your grandkids and your mom and your sister? That's a different level of hatred right there. Like, diving into this shit, like, looking them up, because I'm going to do some male serial killers too. I'm not going to say they're not as interesting as women, but just to see that they are more than capable of getting away with shit, because these are the ones that just have been caught. Women been killing men over a crazy amount of years. But I'd rather be slowly poisoned and die than choked out, you know what I'm saying? That's just me. But that's all I got for y'all today, you know. I fuck with y'all heavy the long way. I'm going to bring y'all back some more heat, man. Stay tuned. Keep them coming. Love y'all. Peace.